The World to Come. The Restored Church of God presents David C. Pack.
I'm standing on the Mount of Beatitudes in northern Galilee above Capernaum, next to the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus Christ gave the Sermon on the Mount. Yet almost none, including modern Christendom, understand what Christ said in this most famous sermon. Perhaps the plainest scripture in the Bible about going to heaven is in the Sermon on the Mount, and it does not even mention the word heaven. While most know of this sermon, few know of this most important verse. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Have you ever heard even one minister say that God's purpose for Christians is to inherit the earth? I doubt it, and yet there it is at the very beginning of the New Testament. What may be more amazing is that Christ was quoting Psalm 37, verse 11. It states the exact same thing. It would not have been strange for him to reference Psalms, since all his listeners would have been familiar with this scripture. To have said that the meek shall inherit heaven certainly would have been strange to their ears. Let's examine another plain scripture, which adds another element. The Apostle John recorded the following, "And has, speaking of God, made them, the saints, unto our God kings and priests, and they, the saints, shall reign on the earth." The reward of God's saints is to inherit future rulership on the earth as kings and priests. This is plain. I'll ask again, have you ever heard a minister say that God's purpose for you is to reign on the earth as kings and priests? Be honest, of course not. You must at least admit that becoming a king is more appealing than riding clouds, playing harps, or rolling around heaven for eternity. Now, will you believe the plain words of the Bible or continue in popular but baseless assumptions? The New Testament reveals there are two different Jesus. The true one, whose sayings fill the Gospels, and what the Apostle Paul called another Jesus, a false one. Here are examples contrasting the false Jesus with the true Jesus of the Bible. The ministers of one Jesus teach the saved go to heaven. The true Jesus revealed, "No man has ascended into heaven, and again, the meek shall inherit the earth." Related to this, the one tells his followers they have an immortal soul, and the wicked go to an ever-burning hell. The other, the true Christ, teaches that people are souls and the wicked will be destroyed forever. One Jesus has ministers who speak endlessly of how the law has been done away, nailed to the cross, having been kept for them by Jesus. The other, the true Jesus, taught, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. And if you will enter into life, keep the commandments." After which he listed five of the Ten Commandments to make clear what he meant. One Jesus teaches that Sunday is the Lord's Day. You've all heard it. The other declared this about the fourth commandment. "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He did not say the Sabbath was made for Jews, and I am a Jew, so that is why I keep it. But you don't need to, because I'm now Lord of Sunday. One is left to wonder, if Jesus had said to keep Sunday, would the whole world keep Saturday? Think for a moment. Almost everything God says to do, men do not do. Almost everything God says not to do, men do. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus also says, "Swear not at all." Yet people routinely swear over Bibles in courtrooms and about nearly everything else one can think of. He says, "Love your enemies," so men kill them in war and hate in other ways. Again in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law," yet preachers declare, "You can't keep the law. Jesus did away with it because he kept it for us." Human beings seemingly examine the Bible for everything God says, only to find a reason to do or believe the exact opposite. Let's see a final comparison between the false Jesus and the true Jesus Christ of the Bible. One does not care how you worship him, what customs and doctrines you believe. The other is a jealous God, demanding in John 4 that we worship him in spirit and in truth, and says, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." To conclude the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus explained this: "Whosoever hears these sayings of mine," meaning what Jesus taught, the truth, "and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." And then the passage goes on to show that that person endures when wind, rain, and floods come. But then adds, "And everyone that hears these sayings of mine," the truth, "what Jesus really taught, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand." The verse continues with what happens to that house. It collapses under the unexpected stress of normal storms and floods that eventually strike every person. Study. Find out what Jesus really taught and then do it. Until next time, from the Mount of Beatitudes, this is David C. Pack saying, goodbye, friends.
This program was made available by Restored Church of God members and donors from around the globe. Explore our vast library of literature and other World to Come programs, which are all made available free of charge. To order literature featured in this program, call toll-free 1-855-828-4646. That number again, 1-855-828-4646.